Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we've got a special guest on the program, Christoph Bertrand from Hitachi. Welcome, Christoph.
Thank you, Allison.
So Christoph, I hear that you work in enterprise storage for Hitachi. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
So I'm in charge of the storage platforms product marketing group, and that includes our storage systems in the modular range as well as the enterprise systems.
So Hitachi just released some new products to the marketplace for enterprise storage. Can you tell us about those?
Yes, we just announced the virtual storage platform. It's a new enterprise storage system, our next generation, which now includes Intel technology inside. We've also announced at the same time our new management software, the Hitachi Command Suite version 7. So that combination is really critical to help customers with their data center changes.
So Christoph, I read the announcement and it mentioned a 3D scaling storage system. Can you tell us what that was about?
Yes, so what we have is a storage system that can scale up, scale out, and scale deep.
Mm-hmm.
Scale up is about performance. It's about being able to handle more and more transactions and really apply a lot of performance to very demanding requirements. These requirements also evolve. You can start very, very small and then scale up and grow to be a very, very large system. Scale out is about capacity. It's about multi-tenancy. It's about building the system out. And scale deep is about virtualization, but really storage virtualization, extending these capabilities to other storage components, heterogeneous storage, other vendors, and we can do that by virtualizing those systems behind ours. And this is really made possible by the combination of our technologies, Hitachi's I/O management experience and Intel's processors in the system.
So everybody's talking about transformation in the data center. We hear about the emergence of cloud computing, the growth in storage, the growth in users. Obviously, that's making it more complex. How are you answering those questions in terms of your new enterprise storage products?
Well, so really there are some fundamental trends. One of them that's really not changing is the growth of data. It's exponential, it's not going away, and data is extremely critical to anything you do as a business. The type of data that's growing is actually varied. It could be structured data, semi-structured, unstructured, and this also affects how you tier the type of storage infrastructure you're going to build. The other thing that's critical is the explosion of virtualization. The server layer is what I'm talking about here. It turns out we also provide virtualization with our storage systems, and we have done that for quite a bit of time. We are actually building on our heritage here. What we think we have now with this perfect combination of technologies is something that's really going to help customers better manage the virtual server investment they've made and really benefit from it by having a storage infrastructure that will adapt and adjust to their requirements. Of course, it's also about money. You want to make sure you keep your operational costs in line, optimize operational efficiencies, etc. So the combination of hardware and software and the significant efficiency improvements we're bringing to the market here are helping customers with their bottom line.
Are there particular technologies that you're embedding in these new solutions that your customers would be interested in hearing about?
Yeah, so I think there are different things we've done with this new release of our enterprise platform. One of them fundamentally is combining our experience in I/O management with the management capabilities and the firepower that Intel brings to the table as well. So that great combination, if you will, changes the game in terms of the type of efficiencies we can deliver to the market, and also the fact that customers can now benefit from additional features on our storage system. For example, dynamic tiering, which is very important to customers, the ability to optimize the system automatically without user intervention. Some data, some I/O may be more critical than other types of I/Os. For example, a very transactional environment, big database, you want to have the highest level of service to that I/O. So you want it on what we call a tier zero. It could be flash drives. There's data that's maybe less critical after a while and you don't want it on an expensive medium. It could be a tier three or a tier four. So we can automatically move that data to a very granular level to the appropriate tier. That optimizes the bottom line, and also it leverages the ability to use storage virtualization and scale the environment that way.
And obviously I need to ask you about choosing Intel architecture for this generation of solutions. What was it about the Intel products that made it a good fit for what you were trying to bring to market?
It's been a long relationship. We already have Intel components in a number of our systems, and there are of course other technologies within Hitachi that leverage Intel technology. From my standpoint on the storage side of things, the experience has been fantastic with the mid-range product line of modular systems, the adaptable modular storage systems. So it was just a natural evolution.
If a member of our audience wanted to find out more about the solutions, where would they go?
They would go to hds.com.
Well, Christoph, thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.